Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, December 12th. The Justice Department Inspector General testified yesterday about his findings on improper use of surveillance warrants by the FBI in a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Republicans like Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wanted answers from Inspector General Michael Horowitz about the FBI's surveillance of the 2016 Trump campaign.
This is the lawyer that they put in charge of supervising the warrant process. This is the Tea Party on steroids.
California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein suggesting Republicans should take a deep breath.
The IG's report conclusively refutes these claims. This was not a politically motivated investigation. There is no deep state.
Horowitz has taken some heat from people like Attorney General Bill Barr, but Horowitz told lawmakers he stands by his findings. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Kansas City, Missouri's new airport will include two all-gender bathrooms, as well as other bathrooms designed to be inclusive and convenient. The city's aviation department says the airport will also include changing rooms, room for nursing mothers, and larger stalls with room for passengers' luggage. Justin Meyer, a city aviation official, says the all-gender restrooms will not only help transgender people, but families with children of both genders, or someone with an elderly parent of the opposite gender. Kansas City currently is demolishing its three-terminal airport. The new airport expected to open in the year 2023. Let's head to the weather forecast and find out what's going on. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A trough of low pressure is moving across the plains today, spreading in some clouds, and we become mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a bit windy with a high 54. Clouding up again tonight, our low 36, and then clearing on Friday afternoon with a high warming to 58. Late in the weekend, we have an increasing chance of snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, cloudy sky, 41 degrees here on this Thursday morning. It's 7:33 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have a special guest with us this morning. Joining us is Kansas Congressman Ron Estes here on this Thursday the 12th. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you in this busy time in the nation's capital?
It is kind of busy. There's things like getting close to the year end and trying to make up for doing not much during the rest of the year and trying to squeeze a few last-minute votes in.
Does this happen every year? It seems like it always happens, squeezing in stuff before the end of the year.
Yeah, it does. And the frustrating part about it is that if we don't have to make a vote on some issue, it gets put off. It gets put off a week or a month or a year, and so things just start to pile up, and we don't get things done that we need to do. So all of a sudden, there's this big, long list of things that should have been done and aren't.
Of course, dominating the headlines, the articles of impeachment from the House Judiciary Committee. I wanted to ask you, how much of this are you attuned into? I mean, do you get briefings from your staff or from the Judiciary Committee itself? How much time do you devote to some of this stuff that's going on?
So we get regular briefings that are kept updated on the things that are going on. But it really is a shame of what's going through with this impeachment, because it's all political. And, you know, it's been talked about actually from the day that President Trump was inaugurated, that, you know, the Washington Post ran a big headline is, okay, now the impeachment can start. And it's just sad that we have a history of America of accepting elections. Sometimes our person wins, sometimes the other person wins, but we move forward and continue on with that process. And that's just not happened this time. And yeah, you can criticize the president, maybe he wasn't the person you voted for, but you know, at the end of the day, we still need to run the country. And instead of trying to fabricate, whether it was Russian collusion or election fraud or the Mueller report or quid pro quo or bribery or now they've settled on some term called abuse of power, which there's really not a criminal definition of abuse of power. So it's really sad that they've kind of degenerated into this.
Is this process tying up action in the House in other areas?
It really is. And so this has been going on for months now, officially doing the hearings. In fact, we haven't. Yesterday was the first day in over a month, that we've been able to get into the Ways and Means Committee room, because they've been using that for most of the impeachment work that they did once they started the public hearings. And so we haven't been able to work on the things in our committee room. And the Intelligence Committee, instead of focusing on issues with national security, have been tied up with going through this secret but not classified impeachment process. So it really is keeping – and it's also taking time away from actually doing legislation on things like USMCA or lowering drug prices or focusing on other health care costs and immigration reform.
Well, you mentioned USMCA and certainly wanted to talk about that. That's been a great story this week, and trying to find trade consistencies and agreements between our two neighbors.
That really is great. I mean, trade between U.S. and Mexico and Canada is so important. I mean, NAFTA was such a positive thing for all three countries. Granted, there are a couple of industries in the United States that it didn't help. But, you know, we look at things in Kansas, look at agriculture, we look at manufacturing and some of the growth there from our aviation industry has been just a huge positive thing. And USMCA takes that to the next level, brings it up to the 21st century. It addresses some of those loopholes that were in NAFTA. A couple of those dealt with things like dairy industry. There were some special provisions in NAFTA for Canadian dairy industry, and that goes away. That gets fixed here. There was also some loopholes that allowed Mexican companies to not increase their wages the way it was supposed to happen on the NAFTA. And so those loopholes are closed within USMCA, and so you'll see a stronger middle class in Mexico now moving forward, which will help with trade. And, you know, it's such a positive thing. Ambassador Lighthizer, and in fact, the entire Trump administration has done a great job working on this. They presented the draft language actually over a year ago. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been slowed down with impeachment, is that we haven't moved forward with that. The International Trade Commission said, you know, we'll get over 176,000 new jobs, and that's on the low end, and just increase the economic growth. So we've lost a year of having that value there. So I'm pleased. I'm looking forward to it. Ideally, we'll have the vote next week. That's what we're expecting on the schedule, have the vote in the House and get that moved forward.
We're talking with Kansas Congressman Ron Estes this morning. You mentioned Ways and Means. How are things going with the budget?
So the problem is trying to get through an agreement, and that's working really slowly again with all the political turmoil around impeachment and all the normal back and forth on what's the right policy issues. And so we're actually now operating in the second continuous resolution. So our fiscal year started October 1st, and instead of having appropriations bills done for the 2020 fiscal year, we've done continuous resolutions, which basically means keep spending at last year's levels and doing last year's programs. And I don't think they'll get a resolution by next week. And so I think there'll be another continuing resolution probably till February, March, because they're going to have to do the impeachment. If the Democrats pass articles of impeachment out of the House, then the Senate will have to take that up in January. And so that'll distract them from being able to finish on the appropriations. So I think we'll wrap it up. We'll leave next week probably with a continuing resolution till February, March. And so that'll keep the government open, but it doesn't set the right priorities. And that's the thing we need to focus on is let's get the things done that we need to get done.
Talking with Kansas Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman, is Washington a nice place to be at Christmas time?
So, you know, it's a lot of things going on here. A lot of activities and groups have, you know, Christmas and holiday parties. In fact, the The White House is having a Christmas party tonight for the members of Congress to attend. And the White House actually has, throughout December, has a lot of invitations out for different groups, yeah. whether the cabinet agencies or that. So, you know, it's nice, but I really am looking forward to being home for a couple of weeks at Christmas and being able to spend some time with my family and just enjoy life back in Kansas.
All right. Well, take care of what you need to take care of there, and then we'll see you back here in South Central Kansas. Sound good?
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks for your time today, Congressman. That's Congressman Ron Estes joining us live this morning with Steve and Ted as he fills us in on what's going on in the nation's capital. Busy time in the goings-on in the Beltway, and we appreciate the time of Congressman Ron Estes for joining us right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.